Hey there, and welcome to Finding Your Target Story, Doing Deep Research to Land Ideal Work. So when your career story really has three parts, and the three parts are the story that you tell yourself, the story that your target tells themselves, and the story that you tell about yourself. And ideally, you want the three to interact really well with themselves. So far in this program, you've realized what your super skills are, what your strengths are, what you value. You've done some career experiments. You have an idea about the kind of work that you want to do. And that's all great, right? But that's just one side of the story. The other side of the story is what your ideal company actually wants and what they are telling themselves about the work that they do. And they tell this story in lots of different ways, but they often tell the story by the words that they use, by the actions that they take, how they show up. And you want to get really clear on their story before you start crafting what you're going to say to them. Because if you, I guess, here's an example. If I decide, or I, you know, do all the self-discovery work, and I realize that the things that I'm really great at are, I'll just use my real ones, helping people and building programs and solving problems. And I decide that my target is going to be banks, and that I would love to go into a bank and help create career development programs at a bank. And so that's my story. Now, if I go and I start to craft my story, so I start to apply for a job at bank, start telling banks how I can help them without thinking about what they're saying, there's a really good chance that I'm going to be telling the wrong story. So what if my ideal bank is a credit union? And the credit union is telling itself that it has amazing career development and it really cares about its employees and it really cares about its community members and that it's really into being fiscally minded, but also nurturing the employees that it has. If I start to tell them about, you know, how career development is really important and all the stuff that I'm going to do, and ignoring that they already think they're doing a great job, they're not going to appreciate the way that I sell myself, right? Because they're telling themselves a story that they're already doing a really super job. So it's my job to figure out how they're talking about that work, figuring out what they're actually struggling with, and coming up with solutions that I know they haven't already tried that they're going to be excited to hear about. And that takes deep research because you can't really guess this stuff. So this month, in this module, that's what we're going to be focusing. We're going to be focusing on figuring out the words, the stories, the phrases, the actions of our ideal client so that we can craft a story that just hits them in the heart or maybe, you know, hits them in the budget, whatever, but gets them excited to hire us and work with us. So that is what we're doing, and we're going to first start with figuring out the really easy stuff, which is just industry terminology.